Def Leppard, REO Speedwagon, Tesla tonight. We got your tickets and Def Leppard meet and greets right now at Sporkle. Here we go. I got to find out what band Butch Walker was in.
South Gang?
South Gang! That was it, Galvin. South Gang, and their song was what?
South Gang.
I saw them live. Me and Moose saw South Gang. You want to hear this for ridiculous irony that nobody cares about?
Tainted Angel.
Moose and I went to see South Gang and their one hit song, Tainted Angel, along with another band at ML Chasers.
Uh-huh.
And on the way there, Moose got in my car and I go, hey, remember this song? And I put it, I had taped the song from an album onto a cassette.
Yeah.
And this has to be like 1991. And I said, Moose, remember this song?
Yeah, Jay Giles Band.
Oh. Do you guys know this song?
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah.
How is Pimple Tyler not playing this song?
Just without keyboards?
You don't need them. So I put this song on a cassette tape, and I said, Moose, remember this song? How great this song is? We listened to it 100 times on the way to ML Chasers.
Right.
South Gang covered it that night.
Nice.
How weird is that?
By the way, I believe one Mr. Peter Wolf was just pitched to us as a guest.
Was it Peter Wolf?
I think so, right?
I love when they... they pitch a guest and
yes,
they go.
Yes, it was Peter Wolf.
We have limited opportunity.
Very extremely limited. So bold okay. And underlined.
So I don't answer it, and then Rob will go, "Hey, Peter Wolf, are you interested?" I go, "No." Let them know that because they have such a limited opportunity, I'd like to share with all the right. Other radio stations.
Well,
let them.
The limited availability is because you can only catch them in between delivering pizzas.
All right, Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I'm going to win today for line one.
Good morning. Who is this?
Christy.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Good.
You are up for Def Leppard tickets and meet and greet passes for tonight if Galvin wins.
Awesome.
All right. Hold on. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Paul.
Paul, you are also up for Def Leppard tickets and meet and greet as Spanish will let them slip right through his fingers. Hold on. He's playing for you. I will take line 15. Hi, who is this?
Kevin.
Kevin, I'm playing for you. That's all you got. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Rob is your judge. The winner is getting meet and greet and tickets for tonight's Def Leppard REO Speedwagon and Tesla show at the amphitheater. Carmen, what do we got?
Today we are playing Can You Name the 10 Letter Words After Their Definition?
All right.
Yes.
Yep. I will give you the definition. I need the word that consists of 10 letters.
Are we going through the alphabet or no?
No.
Okay. So 10 letters.
There is a theme, though.
There is no theme.
Oh, no.
The
oh.
10 letters is the theme.
All right.
I actually gave it to you.
All right.
Okay. Having substance that a person or animal needs to be healthy and grow properly.
Nutrition.
Nutrients.
Vitamins.
Nutrient. I will give nutrients.
Well, what do you mean you'll give it to him?
Nutritious.
Oh, no.
Is the...
So that's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Okay.
Well, it's a 10-letter word.
Well, nutrition, I don't know. Okay. Same thing.
Okay. Carmen's like, you had 13 letters, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. It sounded like the word you picked.
Thanks, Carmen.
You're welcome. lacking the quality or quantity required. 10 letters.
The quality or quantity?
Or quantity.
Lacking the quality
or quantity required.
Unacceptable.
Nope. Inadequate.
Mm.
Not natural or real.
Unnatural.
No. Not natural or real.
This is hard.
Artificial.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not really that hard. Think about it.
Unskillful, inept.
Dumb.
Unskillful, inept.
Program director.
Oh, Rob.
Not John. I'm talking about other program directors I've worked with.
Shark? You're talking about Shark? Because he's down the road. He'll come down here and kill you.
The word was amateurish.
Come on.
Yeah. Who's using these words?
Not you guys. Triumphant.
Victorious.
Galvin. A feeling of great enthusiasm.
Enthusiastic.
No. A feeling of great enthusiasm.
Jubilation.
No.
Reverent.
No. Excitement.
Oh, that would also have worked.
Very simple. A large building or hall.
Skyscraper.
No.
I didn't finish. I said.
Okay. Or a hall used for public gathering, typically speeches or stage performances. A large building or hall used for
auditorium.
Yes, Galvin. A large round fruit that has hard green skin.
Avocado.
Sweet red juicy flesh and black seeds.
Watermelon.
Spanish.
That did not describe a watermelon to me. Like, I could not picture it.
A large fruit with green skin.
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay. Juicy seed.
A man who is about to be married or has recently been married.
Bachelor.
No. A man who is about to be married. This is a bridegroom?
Yeah.
Is the word for that?
Yep.
Yeah, get used to it. You're the next one to get married.
That's not true. Rob is. My money is over there. A person who asks the questions and enforces the rules in a television or radio game show.
Moderator.
No. A person who asks the questions and enforces the rules.
Show host.
No.
Alex Trebek.
Got it. A quiz master. A person who loads and unloads ships at a port. A person who loads and unloads ships.
Dock worker.
Yes.
That was... son of a bitch.
One word, dock worker. A single human being as distinct from a group, class, or family.
Homo sapien.
No. A single human being a distinct
individual. Single human being.
A single human being.
Yeah, you're saying a single human being.
Galvin got it. It was individual.
Okay, well, whenever I get it, why don't you go, yep.
Well, he was yelling at me.
Did you get that one, Rob?
Yes, I did.
What's the score?
We're halfway there.
Right now, Michael, you've answered 0 questions correct. You have a total score of 0. Spanish, you are leading Mike by 1. You have a score of 1. Galvin is in the lead. He has a total of 4.
A smooth, dark surface that is used for writing on with
chalkboard.
Yes, Mike helped up. A sudden and violent shaking on the ground.
Earthquake.
Galvin.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Rob?
Galvin.
Rob, I just want to tell you, you look good today.
All the inhabitants of a particular town, area, or country.
Population.
Galvin.
Whoa.
What?
You went.
Oh, no.
It sounded like something
like that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Coffee made with milk that has been frothed.
Cappuccino.
Yes. Spanish.
When do you get more points when you say it all cool like that?
Illegal or dishonest behavior. Illegal or wrongdoing.
Dubious.
Wrongdoing.
I gave it. That one doesn't count. Yeah. The body of words used in a particular language.
Paragraph.
No. The body of words used in a particular language.
Alphabet.
No. Vocabulary.
Oh, man. That was a simple one.
Yep. The dark shape and outline of
shadow.
Someone or something visible against a lighter background.
Silhouette.
Yes, Mike Kelta. And, the phenomenon of a person or thing rising into the air by apparently subnatural means.
Levitation.
Mike Kelta.
Levitate or levitation?
Levitation.
I said levitation. He said levitate. And he knows he did. Look at his eyes.
Then Galvin.
Thank you. Got that?
Yep.
And we're on the last 3.
Right now, there's a tie for last place. Mike in Spanish, you guys both have a score of 2.
Same.
Galvin, you have won. Wait, did you say there are 3 left?
Yeah.
Galvin, you've won.
He's got 5.
He is leading by 5. He has a total of 7.
All right, last 3. The script of a movie, including acting.
Manuscript.
instructions and scene directions. It'll be a screenplay.
Oh, yeah.
The state.
Enter, stage left.
The state of quality of not being simple.
Complicated.
Complexity. And last one, achieve or complete successfully.
Complete.
Accomplish.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Good job. What's final score?
Mike in Spanish, you guys tied for last place with two.
Yeah! Congratulations to
Christy,
I
believe,
who is going to see Def Leppard, Tesla, and REO Speedwagon tonight, and going for the meet and greet after the show, or maybe before the show. I don't know. She could probably sleep with the whole band.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Who am I to judge?
Get it in.
They might be married. I don't know.
Well, why do you got to C-block everything? God. They were all excited. Oh, tonight we're going to bang Christy, and Rob ruined the whole thing. And then they went and became Australian. That is happening at the amphitheater. Christy, hold on. We'll get all your information, and Carmen will hook you up with the tickets.